Aircheckdownloads.com.
From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Tim Daly.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Clive Bull.
And a very good morning to you if you've just tuned in. I'm Clive Bull with you till 4 o'clock here on LBC. And I want to talk about 20 miles per hour zones in a bit more detail now. And driving arrangements, speeding, cameras, traffic police, as local authorities expand 20 miles per hour streets. A motoring lawyer, who we're going to talk to in a moment, is warning that low speed zones could be more dangerous because drivers are tempted to fiddle with their phones and become distracted by other things. And as reported in the Telegraph this morning. So is the 20 mile per hour speed limit, is that right for residential roads? Reducing the speed limit to 20 miles per hour is making roads, some roads, more dangerous because drivers are using mobile phones while driving more slowly, according to this motoring lawyer. Mr. Loophole, he is known as. Dozens of local authorities have lowered the limit in urban areas as part of a drive to improve road safety and reduce the number of accidents. In the capital, where it all started with Transport for London, as it often does, they aim to turn the vast majority of roads, including thoroughfares, into 20 miles per hour zones by May of next year. Other cities also introducing these sort of things as well. And the Welsh Government has legislated to introduce a 20 mile per hour limit in all residential areas by September. But drivers' groups have suggested the move could backfire because it gives people a false sense of security and it could tempt you to become distracted at the wheel. So what I'd like to focus on here really is, what is the right speed? What is safe to drive at and what is not? What would be best in terms of road safety, do you think? And do we need greater enforcement as well? Do we need more traffic police? Do we need more speed cameras? Or are they too much of a blunt instrument? Do these 20 mile per hour zones make you feel safer? Or are they just annoying? Could this be right? That in fact, by having a slower speed limit that you can drive at without really concentrating, you in fact are distracted and lose your concentration. Well, let's get a view on this, but first of all, let me remind you, you can call in as well, 0345 6060 973. I think this is a particular issue for people who travel at night. I mean, Nick was just mentioning to me the night bus situation, where if you get a night bus at night, it is quite frustrating because a night bus is slow anyway. You know, to go from central London to the suburbs will take you over an hour in a night bus, and mainly because at night it's going 20 miles per hour almost all the way. So is that necessary? Should we have it variable depending on what time of the day it is?
Aircheckdownloads.com.